Airline stocks were hit hard in yesterday's Wall Street sell-off. The Standard & Poor's Airline Index dropped 30%, and some individual carriers lost more than half their value. Analysts do not expect the stocks to recover soon, and predict some airlines may go bankrupt. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
No domestic airline was spared from yesterday's sell-off. United and American, the two carriers involved in last week's attack, each saw their stocks drop about 40%. Continental and U.S. Airways fell about 50%, America West more than 60%. In the past few days, almost every airline has scaled back its flight schedule, and about 30,000 airline employees have lost their jobs. Analyst Julius Maldutis of CIBC World Markets says airlines and investors are reacting to a drastic decline in ticket sales since Tuesday's hijackings.
The airlines have announced that they are cutting schedules by about 20%. That is only the beginning, and I think the cuts are going to go further and deeper. Consequently, I think it's going to take us quite some time to work our way back. I think the changes, particularly on business travel, could very well be permanent.
Airlines were struggling even before last week. The slowing economy had led to a 23% drop in business travel this summer. At the same time, fuel costs were going up. One carrier, Midway Airlines, declared bankruptcy last month and shut down for good last week. And economist Stephen Morrison at Northeastern University predicts others will follow suit.
The diminished demand continues. We're going to have a smaller industry. There'll probably be a merger or two, and some of the low-fare carriers with questionable profitability and questionable status, even in better times, probably have the handwriting on the wall now, as we saw with Midway Airlines throwing in the towel earlier last week.
The airline industry claims it's losing $250 million a day, and other travel-related businesses say they, too, are feeling the effects of the slowdown. The American Society of Travel Agents says some of its members spent last week only issuing refunds, not selling a single new ticket. Some of those local travel agents are in danger of going broke, and the Society's Paul Rudin says virtually everyone in the travel business is in financial danger.
The cruise industry, for example, is heavily dependent upon air travel to get the folks to the cruise ships in the few ports from which they operate. So they are going to be affected by anything that hurts airline service. Car rental companies, hotels, everything related to travel and tourism is all integrally connected with the survival of the airlines.
Today, airline executives will meet with Bush administration officials to ask for federal aid, more than $20 billion in grants, loans, and tax credits. The idea has bipartisan support in the House, but faces resistance in the Senate. The White House says it's devising what it calls a comprehensive package to help airlines, but the administration has stopped short of endorsing the idea of government grants and loans. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Washington.